is in heaven, and to his darling son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life, and to that blessed Holy Spirit which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Amen. I just want to give God some praise and just say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day. You know, they had a songwriter that said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter into his courts with praise. And I will do all of that because this is the day that the Lord has made, and he's blessed and spared each and every one of us to behold this beautiful day." So we come today just to give God some praise, because truly he is worth of all the praise. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. For remember, the scripture reminds us and lets us know that let every creature that has breath praise ye the Lord. So I just want to keep on praising him and magnifying him, because truly he is worthy. Yes, he is of all the praise. Amen. This is Pastor Robert C. Lee of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, and I would like to invite each and every one of you to come out and fellowship with us on our Sunday morning worship service at 9 a.m. Amen. Every Sunday at 9 a.m. located at 1623 McHenry, McHenry Avenue here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Coming to you live from KAYT 88.1 FM radio at the station in Alexandria, Louisiana. Today, I would like to talk to you about a little something. At the beginning of the year 2021, we at New Pilgrim, we started with the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Verse 1. Amen. And we're going to continue with our, in our Bible study class all the way to the end of the Bible, which is the last book of the Bible, which is Revelation, the last chapter, last verse, last word. Amen. And right now we're in the book of Leviticus. Now, we all, as we all know, the first five books of the Bible are considered as the book of Moses, which we grasp hold the term of the Mosaic Law, because this is when the Lord commanded Moses to spread this word. And what it all boils down to, that whatever we did and we did that was wrong, there was always an atonement made, a sacrifice that was made. Whether we offended somebody, whether we stole something from someone, no matter whatever it was, even much if you had leprosy and you was considered unclean, and then you became clean, there was an atonement that had to be made. In other words, a sacrifice. And the thing about it was, they always had to go to the priest. Thank God today we don't have to go to the priest, because of the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed. We have been ordained as royal priests ourselves, and we can go to the Father in the name of Jesus. But they always went to, back in those days, they always went to the priests, and they would make their petition known, or whatever it is, make it known before the priest, and the priest would do the sacrifice, in other words, make the atonement. And when they killed the animal, no matter what it was, they always did two things with the blood. The first thing that they did with the blood, they would pour the blood on the horn of the altar. And then the second thing they did with the blood was sprinkle the blood around the altar. So what that did was, when they provided two things, it purified the sacrifice, and then also is sanctified. In other words, it cleansed the person, and then it presented, made the person presentable to God. In that same aspect, because of the blood that Jesus shed for you and I, when he out on Mount Calvary, it purifies us and it makes us presentable before the Lord. For remember, the Bible say, even at my best, I'm still as a filthy rag before him. Amen. And then also it said, lets us know that the blood of the Lamb washes us and makes us white as snow. So it makes us presentable. Amen. In other words, that it makes what was considered unclean clean. Amen. And you see, my brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say is that a lot of times we get away from making a total sacrifice, because the Bible encourages us to offer our body as a living sacrifice. And sometimes we forget that we have to make an atonement, and in other words, we have to go to the throne of grace, amen, and say, Lord, forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our wrongs, forgive us, whether they be of omission or commission. And then also in the book of Leviticus, it lets us know that the 10th day of the 7th month, they went to the priest and made atonement for themselves as an individual. And this is something that they did every year. Amen. Now, the point that I'm really trying to make right now is that a lot of us have gotten away from blessing our belongings. Yes, we'll pray to God and we'll say, Lord, bless our home, bless our automobiles, bless this, bless that, bless that. But I remember back in the day that when a person acquired a new home, they would have what was considered as a housewarming get-together, a house blessing get-together. And that is when they would have some close family and friends over, and they would invite the man of God to come in and bless their home. Now, I'm a firm believer that that is something that we have gotten away from, because remember, I'm a firm believer that God's word is to heighten our awareness, amen, so that we can do things that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. And also, I'm a firm believer that the people of old had something going on, amen. They knew about something that has some stability and that would last throughout the test of time. Because you look at the back in the day, people are not going through the things that we're going through. People are not dealing with the things that we are dealing with. Yes, granted, times do change. I'm agreeing with you on that. Yes, people do change. But the change should not be about drawing us away from the things that are pleasing in the eyesight of God. The change should be about drawing us closer. Let me say that again. The change should not be about drawing us away from the things that are pleasing in the eyesight of God. The change should be about drawing us closer to God. Amen. You see, there's a songwriter that said, just a closer walk with thee. I want to know how many of you want to have a closer walk with God. In order to have that closer walk with God, some of us, we got to put down our pride. Amen. And go back to the beginning and to what used to work and think about those things and start re-implementing them in our lives. You see, it's easy to get caught up in what's going on in the world of today. It's easy to get caught up and say, well, I don't need to do that, because I remember once upon a time when I was strong in the street ministry, and I would approach people and talk to them about going to church, and the first thing that people would say to me that knew something about the Bible is say, I don't need to go to church because I am the church. Yes, you might be the church, but did you forget that in the word of God it says, forsake not the assembly with others? Let me say that again. Yes, you might be the church, but did you forget that in the word of God it said, forsake not the assembly with others? So what I'm saying is, my brothers and sisters, is that we should all come together. And we should all try to do the best that we can to serve God to the best of our ability. And let us remember that we need to be blessed. Amen. We should allow the man of God to bless us. We should allow the man of God to bless our homes. We should allow the man of God to bless our belongings. We should allow the man of God to pray over us. For does not the Bible say that if there's any among you that are sick, send for the elders of the church? Do that sickness always got to be about the sickness that's in your body? Or does that sickness, can that sickness be, okay, I need got something going on in my home and I need a little help. I got something going on in my life and I need a little help. You see, I don't always have to be laid up in the bed to be sick. You see, life has a way of throwing us some curves. But I come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus to let you know that the blood of Jesus that was shed, amen, can cleanse us, can take what was unclean and make it clean. All you got to do is just continue to put your trust in God and plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. You know, I'm glad today. I say I'm glad today that my Lord and Savior, when he was out on Mount Calvary, they pierced him in his side and out came gushing the blood and the water. I'm glad today that that blood washed away my sin. I'm glad today that that blood purifies me. I'm glad today that that blood sanctifies me. Amen. I'm glad today because of that blood that was shed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ out on Mount Calvary makes me presentable before God. So I come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Once a year, you should, to encourage you that once a year, you should at least bless your house. Amen. Once a year, you should at least bless your automobile. You should bless your belongings and pray that, God, you have blessed me with this. Let me use it for your glorification so that you will receive all the glory. And I guarantee you today, my brothers and sisters, that if you're doing this and you're doing it for the right reason, whatever you have shall last. Amen. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Lord. And I just want to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. And Father God, I want to thank you for all my belongings that you have blessed me with. And I realize that it's only because of you I have what I have. And it's only because of you I'm even much in existence today. And for that, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning and allowing me to see a brand new day. Oh, Father God, I pray that everything that I do be for your glorification. Oh, Father God, I bind, oh, Satan. I plead the blood of Jesus, not only upon my life, but everyone's life that's out there listening in radio land. And I plead the blood of Jesus upon their homes, upon their automobiles, and upon everything. In Jesus' name, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Help me. Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
When I feel precious face.
Programs